Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
I got you, babe.
Sing along, everybody.
I got you, babe.
Brilliant. Flounder, I love you.
Yeah, we can just sit and listen. We should probably just pull up the movie and watch it as we go through the show, and that way we can...
We'll have an extra watch party. Everybody can join us.
Why we wouldn't.
May I give you another line? Because I started looking up the lines.
Yes, please.
In the movie.
Yeah.
This is the one time where television really fails to capture the true excitement of a large squirrel predicting the weather.
Don't drive angry. Don't drive angry.
So many genius dry lines in that movie.
Is Bill Murray the best comedian? Comedian. Ooh. Comedian's not the right word. Comedic actor. Of all time, because if he's not, he's in the top two or three.
It's just so different, because like there's such a thing as like physical comedy, where like a guy like Jim Carrey had it going for
brilliant.
The better part of a decade.
Yeah.
I think about Will Ferrell and some of his ways he would go outlandish and everything, and those were always hilarious. And obviously he made Will Ferrell's going to not just have funny movies like Step Brothers where it's a little bit crass, but then he has like a Christmas classic,
right.
You know, on his hands.
Super, super simple.
Bill Murray was like the epitome of, I'm going to just give you a little, like he didn't have to be slapstick, just a little hint of something that was funny.
Yeah,
he's just a well thought out comedy maybe than, well,
I guess sly maybe, something along those lines where it was just smart.
Yeah, it's just
smart.
I love
smart.
It. I mean, I think he is. I would definitely agree with that. Chevy Chase too, though. I mean, you have to look at Chevy Chase, that whole era right there. I mean, the Belushis. Dan Aykroyd, there's so many good ones.
I can still watch Spies Like Us, and that movie still cracks me up with Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd.
Steve Martin, too. God.
And if you go back and look at Bill Murray's, like, his catalog, I mean, Meatballs was so incredible, and I remember watching it on TBS about 10 million times. What were you about to say, Flounder?
Going, Doctor? Doctor, Spies Like Us. It's genius. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Genius.
Doctor?
There it is. There it is.
Doctor?
Dr. Jill Biden.
Doctor?
Doctor.
But I think about it, like, even the Ghostbusters movies. He's not doing any kind of slapstick. He's not doing anything that's outlandish. It's just subtle funny.
Yeah, like the beginning of that movie when he's the psychiatrist and he's doing the electrical test on that guy. I'm sorry, sir. It's just not your day.
And, of course, and the hot blonde is nailing everything. He's like, oh, you were so gifted. But the other guy just keeps getting electrical shocked.
That's brilliant. And then one of my favorite lines out of Ghostbusters, since you brought that up. Remember, I forget which one of the Ghostbusters, they're just barreling down in a ghost, and he's like, wow, 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 nice shooting, Tex. And because they're in New York, you don't expect to see that line, and that one always stuck with me.
I still love in the original Ghostbusters where they're getting ready to deal with this one ghost. They get into a ballroom, and he's like, hold on. I always wanted to try this. He just grabs the tablecloth just to see if you can actually swing it off and keep everything.
Don't cross
the
streams. The streams.
Absolutely brilliant. All of those. Bill Murray is so good.
Our client is a dog. Oh, we got problems here.
When do we get into Caddyshack?
Oh my gosh! Well, look.
Honestly, like that one doesn't crack me up the same way. Oh. It really doesn't. Like, and again, I think it's a pretty hilarious thing.
No, it's great, but yeah.
Like for years, I would do the whole when he's holding the poor kid. Had a pitchfork at his neck.
Yeah.
He's telling him about meeting the Dalai Lama. Yeah. I always thought that was hilarious. But like I said, it's to me, when he is just doing his regular comedy, like he's doing a Groundhog Day, I'm like, that's awesome. I can watch anytime.
Groundhog's Day is great, but Caddyshack is another.
Since we are singing the Bill Murray
praises,
all the praises he got. So did y'all ever hear about how, like, they would book him? You know, it was like, hey, you're going to be in this movie. And they would never know if he was going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they started filming Ghostbusters, they see this dude on the street, and they're like, oh, it's Bill. Bill's here. They didn't know if he was going to actually show up. And that's how it was on different movies, whether or not he was going to show up on set. And so everyone just took it as, okay, cool. We know he's in if he shows up.
Yeah, hope for the best with Bill Murray. And apparently is such a down-to-earth regular dude. Hosts golf tournaments to raise money for folks. I think they do that over in South Carolina. Yeah, was it Myrtle Beach, maybe, or Charleston?
He's trying to be canceled right now.
Yeah.
Bill Murray.
I don't think I heard about it.
Because there's some actresses saying he acted inappropriately on early sets and stuff like that.
I usually don't pay much attention to that. You know what I mean? Because it's you just never know. There's so many circumstances around it, and I'm not excusing it, but at the same time, I'm not buying everything either.
Yeah, especially when money is involved and they bring it to this level, and it's never been. Yeah, I love Bill Murray to a point where, he's such a great guy. I've only gotten to meet him one time when I was in St. Augustine down in Florida. They have the Bill Murray Caddyshack restaurant, and he was actually there the night, and he was just a super guy, walking around saying hello to every table. I mean, just one of those guys, shows up at people's weddings just for fun. Do you remember The Chive when that became, like, really popular everybody had to get a Bill Murray shirt from The Chive? Like, this guy is so loved. I mean, he is, like Carlos said, there's just a different aspect to his comedy that is just brilliant.
Yeah,
just brilliant. His timing, everything.
The top January 6th investigator says the FBI and law enforcement could have done more to handle the protesters had they just acted on the intel. The intel that they said they knew. He also blames Donald Trump for it happening, which is interesting to me, because how could you have acted on intel that was there and stopped it if you're blaming it on Trump for a speech that he made day of? You see what I mean? Like, can it be both? I don't think it can be both. It seems very confusing that way. But the guy's name is Tim Heafy, and he said we could have literally stopped this had we acted on the intel. The other thing I would add is if the FBI had not been involved, which we know they were, maybe you could have stopped it there too, because they were embedded, whether with ulterior motives, which in many cases I believe they were acting on ulterior motives, or if they were there with the most saintly intentions of trying to figure out what was going on and put a stop to it, and then they didn't.
Yeah, they made sure that there were no TV cameras, no news stations around that area. They made sure of certain things. They set up this whole entire situation. And whether you want to believe that or not, we know they did. We know that Antifa was in the building. We know Antifa was there when Ashley Babbitt got shot. We know they were there breaking windows. We know there was a lot. We know FBI agents were involved. We know a lot of bad players were involved. We know that Donald Trump said, hey, we have the National Guard available for you, Speaker Pelosi. And she refused to get any help. We know that the mayor refused help. There are a lot of stories that people are just looking back and saying, you know, especially on our side. Now, the left, they won't even look at this or even let it sink into their hollow head. But
because they know what they actually did.
They know what the truth is. They know that this is ridiculous. It's overblown. But they know it worked.
I'm just furious in just the delivery from this man. Oh, we could have stopped it. Just how flippant that is. We could have stopped it. Then why didn't you? Because it was nothing more than this is our chance to get Trump. It's just like on The View when Joy Behar said, we had him, and then he got away. You know, it's exactly what it is, except this is an investigator that's supposed to be impartial, that's supposed to take the law serious. Instead, it was, we had him, and it still didn't.
They're all Democrat operatives. That's what it comes down to. And it all depends on, I always joke around about, it's a country term, whose ox is being gored. If you're in charge, you tend to find that the Democrats will use that power to take out their enemies. When Republicans are in charge, they tend to go, oh, we're not going to do that because we don't pretend we're going to do it that way, because they become very low-T GOP. That is the difference in the two. So when one of them says, oh, we should have had him, because that was what the job was supposed to be.
That was the job, yeah. Right. That's what they set out to do. It was fully intentional.
Yeah, they've set this entire thing up, and they keep playing it. Look, they tried it again on the anniversary. Don't forget, they set up all the same situations as they did the year before. Set it all up, put the news out there. There's going to be a rally. They're going to come to the Capitol. We better put up fences. We better have National Guard. They went above and beyond, and then nobody showed up, and they're like, oh, man, they didn't fall for it again. This is just going to be something that they want to use. It's not the only time. We've seen it with the raid on Mar-a-Lago. We've seen it used many times in just different scenarios. They are operatives. This is why the right is so upset with the FBI, the DOJ, and Tug brought up great points yesterday about why we need to get rid of them.
They need to go because they're untrustworthy. They're not doing the work of the American people. They're doing the work of the Democrat Party. They're doing the work of Joe Biden. That is unhealthy. That is not good for the country. And what do you call it, Lowe's? How do you say it? It was the late stages of the empire.
Well, it's a late stage republic. It's where you realize because every single big time republic out there, whether you want to talk about Rome, whether you want to talk about Britain at its height, you start to have things fall apart. And everything does the same way. It gets to where it's corrupt, and then everyone raids the treasury, and then things begin to fall apart. And so a late-stage republic, you start to have weird scenarios going on where there's clear corruption, and everyone knows it, but no one does anything about it because everyone realizes you're failing.
I don't know that you can do anything about it.
You've hit the point where you are, and this is the epitome of the late-stage republic. You know there's corruption. You see corruption. You have now gotten to the point where you go, well, I don't know if I can do anything about it. You can, but you're now resolved to the fact that there's no way to stop this.
But I'm saying, like, you and I and Rhino and people listening right now, I think we would all do something if we could. But, like, what is it that we can do besides go vote? I mean,
you won't like the answer to that.
Well, yeah. I know, which is the next topic.
You won't like the answer to that. Because your only way you save the republic is when you take up arms, and no one is willing to go to that standpoint, including myself.
Yeah.
It's a very frightening just to try to wrap your head around saving America, like what that could actually look like.
Well, I mean, look, we know what it looks like because it happened in 1776. Right. You know,
we've read about what it looked like.
Nowadays, yes, it will be a lot different. We're more powerful both in military and people of this country. It would be a very scary thought to think about. There would be a very, very bad time in American history. Terrible. But what it reset. And again, this is the importance of having a Second Amendment right, though. This is the importance of having a First Amendment right, because the only way to protect that First Amendment, to make sure that we're not put in jail for no reason, to make sure that we have the ability to go to the Capitol and protest and not be goaded into coming inside or being welcomed by opening doors and then being set up for this, the only way to practice that free speech is to defend it with your Second Amendment right. That's the most important part about the Constitution. In reality, is the only way we have free thought, the only way we're allowed to use it, is if we have something to defend ourselves against a tyrannical government. But it will come down to that day one day. It will. The history will repeat itself. People will get fed up of this tyrannical overreach.
Hence the late stage republic.
No, that's right.
That's what it comes down to.
No, exactly.
And when you look at what happened with the founding of this country, you had a bunch of 20 and 30 year olds who realized that these people were wealthy. These people were comfortable. They were also incredibly smart, and they recognized we are willing to take up arms against this empire in order to do this. Until you decide to get active within, and this is where we stop short and say, hey, maybe we're a little bit more civilized. It's not taking up arms. But until you decide to take over your school board, take over your sheriff's department, you decide to put the people in place and use your money and use your influence to put people in place that share your values to take back this thing, you're watching the end of it.
It's ugly, too, because you see the way that the government's been weaponized against you. When they raided Mar-a-Lago, and look, if Trump did something wrong, I want him to be punished. When the people in Memphis did something wrong, they should be punished. I don't see punishment as a political thing. It is right and wrong, but simply that.
Correct. But here's where you talk about how corrupt the system is. Does the president have a right, have the ability to declassify documents?
He does.
Now, whether or not he did, okay, that's up for discussion. That's the gray area. Does the vice president, is he able to
do
that?
He does not.
He does not. Is the senator able to do that?
Nope.
So clearly, one guy is wildly in the wrong. The other guy, gray area. Not sure.
The other guy got raided.
Yet, what is our media doing? Covering for one, not discussing the other. Even though we know fundamentally by the Constitution, by the laws of our land, one guy has a gray area, the other does not. And yet, you watch the TV and what happens? That is that weird part. And we'll get into this later in this hour. There's a lot of these gray areas where the media covers for somebody who's clearly doing wrong things. The other person, no coverage at all.
Yeah, because they think down the long in the long run, it's going to be better for this country, and it's not. I'd hate to see it get to that point, but there is a time that we have to look and say, what is now? Look, if it's about certain social issues, it's something that I don't think we're going to have to take arms up against. But when they start coming into our lives, taking away our lives, that's when it is. I think we do have an option right now. And I think we're starting to see that change when moms are going into school board meetings and taking over those school board meetings. When fathers are saying, hey, I will defend abortion. I will defend my right to make sure, I'm sorry, anti-abortion, yeah. Let's go that route, and defend this life, we're going to see it. We're seeing more celebrities come out and say, enough's enough. We're falling for the same trap. We talked about celebrities yesterday that came out that were like, oh, wow, we're a little surprised that they're talking about these things. And that was Zachary Levi, who is the star
Eventually,
yeah, exactly. We're starting to see people start to move, but we do need to have those people that are continuing to go in. This is why those 20 Republicans, the conservative Republicans, their voices, we the people, we need to get back involved in politics. We need to stop letting people who own businesses that have all the money, that want money and power, rule our lives. It's time for us to get involved in politics.
And get to the ballot box. Get to the ballot box. But then you get there and you're unsure of the outcome and what's being done with your voting. And there's a percentage of Americans who are concerned that our elections aren't secure, and we even have those allegations in Georgia.
I think they should be, yeah, because these are things that we have to look at and make sure that this is something we're on front of, right? We're looking to make sure that people who are on the registers or who are on the voter rolls are actually living in their houses. Every Georgia voter has the right to challenge that. And now you have people like Stacey Abrams and Fair Fight, people who have had every single suppression lawsuit thrown out of court, coming back again and saying, well, by you allowing citizens to take names of people and challenge their status, that is voter intimidation. And they're trying once again to keep this in place where we're not allowed to challenge whether or not someone actually lives where they say they do when they vote.
Yeah, it's surprising, it's alarming, and you should be upset about it. You should be digging into this.
I need to come clean about something. Yeah. In the previous election, I was the one who challenged Rhino. I was like, let's make sure that he does live in Towns County.
Yeah. Okay. But so, you know what? The important part about that, okay, and why this isn't a problem is when I had to show my ID with my correct address and make sure that they had the address fixed.
And that was
they
it?
They did. That was it. And I voted. So my vote wasn't suppressed. It still went through, but the left will use anything they can to make sure your vote doesn't count. But again, we need to be the ones that have the right to stand up against this to stop it before it gets to a bad point by being able to challenge.
You absolutely have to. Morning Extra and Extra 106.3 when we come back. Trump can't attack DeSantis from a position of strength, and that's going to be his biggest problem. Next on the Morning Extra, Tug Rhino, front office, Lowe's and Flounder, 404-741-1230 is the number.
Morning Extra is here, and we are your source for sanity. Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station, Extra 106.3.
Punxsutawney Phil says 6 more weeks of winter. They go through this huge proclamation. They're all wearing top hats. It's a big celebration there in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. I'm still curious as to what General Beauregard Lee has to say. We'll hopefully hear from him at some point. Maybe we get 11 Live down there. You know, somebody with a camera.
Why do I have a feeling that Punxsutawney Phil is more like John Fetterman? He just has no idea what he's talking about.
Okay, well,
I'm going with Beauregard.
Okay, well, it's funny you bring that up because Punxsutawney Phil is only right about 39% of the time.
Exactly.
39%. Most of the time, he's been making predictions since 1886, and he's only been right 39% of the time. Basically, a coin flip is better odds. And
what about the general?
You know what? That's the thing. He gets no press. Nobody knows.
Whatever.
You know?
Punxsutawney Phil is a Democratic spy.
He could be. It could be. He's a handsome devil, though. He looks very pettable. You know what I mean?
He looks old. He looks like Biden. Well, he has no idea which way to go.
Well, he's surrounded by people, and he's
eating
being
invisible
held.
Nuts.
The fact that we have a Fox News alert with Punxsutawney Phil 6 more weeks, I'm like... Yeah.
We've gone way
where
fast.
Where am I?
We've lost. Alerts and breaking news no longer are alerts or breaking news.
Because it's usually something as silly as that.
That's so strange.
Yeah, we should start opening the show every hour with some sort of alert.
that means absolutely nothing. You know?
I am also happy, and I'm going to ask you guys this with your wives. If she were to buy two of these groundhog hats and say, hey, we're going, we got to wear matching hats with the family. I'm lucky enough to have Alicia, who would never allow that. Mm-mm. You guys do it?
Mm-mm. Listen, my, my wife gets one time a year where I will wear the matching Christmas pajamas with the rest of the family for the picture.
Okay.
And I will show you the picture. But outside of that, I will not wear any of that sort of matching stuff with the family.
Me either.
Flounder, would you ever date a girl like that that's like, hey, we got to wear matching T-shirts and hats?
I mean, if she's worth it, yeah.
Just
well, okay, well, then what would make her worth
it? Mine's
that?
Once a year it, worth it, okay?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if it's once a year, it's really not that big a deal, but it's like every picture or, hey, we need to dress like this for this setup, so.
Look how ridiculous that outfit is, where I have a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer
right on,
like,
your tummy.
On my tummy. It. Yeah, that was the fantastic look that year, but that was the one where we all had the same one. I decided, okay, I will do it.
One time.
Christmas? Oh, no. I'll do it each Christmas, and that's how it's going.
Once a year.
Yes, once a year, I will wear it.
My dad will ask every once in a while, and I'll do it for dad.
Okay.
Like, dad will get, like, hats, like Rhino family hats and stuff like that, kind of Griswold-like.
Yeah, all right.
And I'll do that with dad.
Yeah, okay. Yeah once in a while, as long as it doesn't become a habit. So, get this. They've been doing, like I said, this since 1886, and back in the day, they used to eat the groundhog. They used to, like, as soon as he would make the prediction, they would barbecue him.
Now, that would be a Fox News alert I'd watch.
Seriously. And they said it was quite tender. Good Lord. I mean, I had no idea about some of this stuff.
Did they cut its head off? What do they do?
They don't talk
right
about...
Right on that big log?
Oh, you don't eat the head.
They don't talk about field
dressing.
No,
you got to cut it off, though, to dress it.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm not eating a groundhog. I've advanced past eating squirrels. I grew up in Northwest Georgia doing that. I don't have to do it anymore.
No,
get back to your roots.
Every now and then you get to your root just to identify. Because every now and then Dalton's like, I think we might have lost him, and you're like, watch me eat this squirrel.
I just want to see the PETA protest right before the axe comes down.
I'm surprised there's not PETA protesters out there now.
Oh,
I'm sure there is.
We should do this with turkeys. We should do this with the groundhog. Right. Eat it for a good luck and a happy winter. Or spring, whatever it becomes.
Right.
And if you don't like the result, hey, we get a new Punxsutawney Phil next year.
Well, that's the thing. He never gets it right anyway. 39% of the time, who's gambling on that guy?
That poor guy was like, look, I thought I was going to be a cage and eaten for, one year. I've been doing this for 35
Seriously,
years now.
He's like, I'm all set, man.
How long do they live?
It's a great question. I would imagine.
Until my truck runs them over?
Yeah, typically, I think that, ask possums. Yeah. They could probably give you a better answer.
Lifespan groundhog.
Lose is about to
this
Google
show has gone off the ground.
3 years. Three years.
They only last 3 years?
That's what it says. The average lifespan of a groundhog is 3 years.
So they are like possums. They don't stick around.
That's Punxsutawney Phil. That's an imposter.
That's right.
Eat it.
His name is Punxsutawney Bill.
Their short lifespan can be attributed to their the predators. Coyotes, foxes, bobcats, hawks, owls, and even household pets all will hunt them.
Well, then there you go.
I have two groundhogs in the backyard.
Did they ruin the property?
Yeah, what they do is they burrow under. Mm-hmm. So because we have to put our, and if you've been, listening to this show for a long time, the ladder that I put up to put the bird feeders up on the barn, the one that the bear run up, when I get on it, I'll know which I have to check because they burrow and my ladder has fallen like 3 times.
Yeah, that's no good, man. We gotta get rid of those guys. So, Punxsutawney Phil, you're on our hit list, pal.
That's right.
But regardless, we're not sure about you because we don't hear enough about you. But we probably will like you at least a little better because you're from here.
That's right.
All right, Morning Extra and Extra 106.3. Donald Trump has kind of gone at Ron DeSantis a little bit, and and there's been a little back and forth, nothing major, but Los, he seems to be hitting him on all the wrong things.
Yeah, if you're going to talk about, and I was referring to this as attacking from a defensive position, I love like old school warfare. We read up on this group took the hillside, this group took this entrenchment, and then they attacked from a defensive position. It basically means we're attacking from a place of strength, and so you got to deal with it. If you want to talk about attacking from a place of strength, Donald Trump can talk about his economy. He can talk about his trade agreements. He can talk about North Korea not firing any missiles. He can talk about China and his relationship with them. He has all these ways that he can talk about what he did right and how there's no way that Ron DeSantis could do it. Instead, Trump continues to attack from a place of weakness. Now, this was yesterday on Truth Social where he basically accused DeSantis of being a rhino globalist. Who closed, and again, goes back to COVID, who closed quickly down Florida and even its beaches, loved the vaccines, and wasted big money on, quote, testing. How quickly people forget. If you're going to go down that road, you will lose, okay?
There's you're just opening yourself up.
There's so many areas that Donald Trump wins on, okay? There's so many policy, not just domestic, but also foreign policy where he wins on. And he could argue with anyone. He goes down this road, he will lose. He cannot possibly try and accuse a guy like Ron DeSantis of, well, he closed Florida. Well, you know what? Ron also opened up May 1. You know why I know this? Because I was there for the better part of March, April, and then the start of May.
Yeah, I think the narrative of closing the states down and whatever the information that was given, because now we're getting more and more information, and we'll continue to get more on how this entire pandemic was held or handled. Everything was handled. I think Donald Trump should stay away from this. Like Carlos,
that's
said.
The one. You got ten other things you can get into.
That's the problem, though. He like his ego is so big.
Yeah.
That he was like, it doesn't matter what I say, I'm going to be right. And somebody in his immediate inner workings, his team should say, hey, dude, maybe let's go here instead of there.
Here's the thing: Michael Jackson has a ton of hits. If he was alive to this day, the one thing that if he ever got up on stage and was like, I love children, I'd be like, don't bring up kids.
Never.
Okay. Yeah. That's the way I would point it out to him. And so Donald Trump could sit back and talk about, you know what? I took part in NAFTA. And this is what and there's so many things you can bring up where everyone's going to go, wow, that was great for the country. Don't bring up the one thing
that
you can't fight DeSantis on.
That you stepped in.
I love that he's going to the gender-affirming care. I love that he can go on the border and talk about that all day. But when I think about people who were heroes during the COVID-19 pandemic and the way it was going, I think of the villains as Andrew Cuomo, and I think of the heroes as Marco Rubio, as Rand Paul, and as Ron DeSantis, and only one of them is going to be running. Yes, well, Brian Kemp, too. Absolutely. But I think of them, and only one of them is running for president, and that guy has the opportunity to take everything that Trump says about COVID, turn it right around, and destroy his campaign or his possibilities of getting through the primary.
And maybe this is my affinity for Trump. I don't look at him as a villain of COVID, okay? But I look at him as letting them in the door.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I look at what he allowed Fauci and Birx to do in the interest of, well, I'm going to let the experts do and say what they're going to say. And it really was letting the wolves in the hen house. And so That is where, instinct-wise, I go, you just missed it. Now, if you were to come out and say, you know what, I went with what the experts told me, and they were wrong, and I was wrong to do so, I'd be sitting back going,
absolutely, bravo.
Yep,
bravo.
Exactly. I'd be like, all right, cool. I'm right there with you, Mr. President. Let's do this again. But not this way. You can't attack the guy who is first and foremost in this country on making sure that his state was free and following the science, not 6 months behind, not a year behind. Florida was getting the latest data and adjusting accordingly. They were getting it straight from Israel and saying, this is what we're seeing here. This is what we're going to do.
And their Surgeon General down there
is so
dialed in. And who hired him? Ron DeSantis.
Yep.
So the guy clearly can pick out people that make good decisions, and he makes good decisions himself. And he's not afraid of his decisions. He is not afraid to defend his position.
And he continued to defend it. I mean, he went in on Joe Biden and talked about what he was doing in the state with GlaxoSmithKline and bringing in alternative ways to deal with this and to make sure that it wasn't just the vaccine. He talked about it. He talked about mandates. I mean, he stayed on top of it the entire time. Ron DeSantis wins in this category every single step of the way against Donald Trump. It's an issue that Donald needs to stay away from. I love Donald Trump. I would love to vote for him. And of course, if he wins the primary, I may.
Yeah.
But right now, if I'm going to put all my eggs in one basket and say, hey, the most important thing is getting the presidency back in 2024. Ron DeSantis right now, that's a guy that you want on your side. I think he's got this. I think he's got the attention of people from all over the world right now. Everybody understands what he did in Florida. And that's a big, big stage.
Spring of 2021, we had the happy time when the vaccines did show some efficacy based on what was out there. The problem is that as we then force these things to alter and to mutate because of what we were doing, then you hit the point where, okay, here comes Delta, and no longer are these vaccines really working, and they haven't worked since then. But state of Florida realized, hey, monoclonal antibodies seem to be working very well. And so, again, Ron DeSantis ahead of the curve. Here's what we're bringing in. Now the monoclonals are not showing as much efficacy. So now you've seen how they've moved on from those. But every single one of these waves that comes on, Florida has been one of the leaders in here's what we're seeing, here's what's working, let's go with this. And to just tell you the difference in, you can look at certain states, whether it's Illinois, Michigan, New York, California, they're 6 months to a year behind on all this stuff because they're moving slowly. Their bureaucracies move way too slowly to deal with this stuff. Whereas Florida, they're like, we're on it. And I think that's a big plus. So anything that Donald Trump wants to bring up, I would tell him if I was advising him, anything but COVID. Okay, any other end, you're going to be pretty good on. You bring up border security. You can bring up law enforcement. You can bring up 20 other things that you can bring up, and no one's going to be able to fight your record on. This is the one that you can't mess with.
Yeah, you got to do it the right way, man. You absolutely do. Morning Extra on Extra 106.3. Download the app. It's the best way to listen. The 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by the folks at Three Bridges Financial Group. If you're worried about your retirement and your savings and how it'll affect you in the future, reach out to Tom Gandolfi at 3BFG.com. That's the number 3BFG.com to take control of your financial future.
Now, today's headlines, presented by RBM of Atlanta, your Mercedes-Benz connection since 1964.
All right, here are your RBM headlines for today. I'm on the official General Beauregard Lee Twitter page. So far, no information. He must be sleeping in. I'm not sure. He's supposed to be out by 7:30. I haven't seen anything on his Twitter page. So we'll,
must be a Democrat.
We'll bring you,
no, not a chance.
Yeah, we'll bring you the breaking news of weather. I have a feeling that it's not going to be winter here in Georgia for much longer. Georgia legislators say they want more Georgians covered and more lives covered by insurance. GOP leaders are introducing legislation that would allow the state to take over the health insurance exchange marketplace for Affordable Care Act plans. A spokesman for Governor Kemp said the state-based exchange gives Georgians higher quality access and greater control in the insurance enrollment process. Electric vehicle company Rivian announced more job cuts in the company's second round of layoffs since July. The company announced it will cut 6% of its workforce, which is approximately 840 jobs. Rivian has been offered $1.5 billion in incentives here in Georgia to locate their manufacturing here. A man who was wrongfully convicted of the murder of a Taco Bell manager in Adele, Georgia back in 1998 will receive a $1.6 million payment. Devonium Inman spent 23 years in prison for the murder that was thrown out after DNA evidence matched another man who killed two other people in Adele. Inman will receive $70,000 per year. He was imprisoned.
On this edition, this next edition of Storytime with Los, one Ukrainian government action shows just how corrupt Joe Biden is. Ooh. Gather around. Get ready to sit on Los's lap. If you're inclined to do that, you don't have to. You can sit on the couch, I guess, if you want.
Fair enough, a spot.
Yeah, we'll move things around. We'll get things out of the way and make room for everybody.
He's wearing pajamagrams.
Story time with Lowe's is next on Extra 106.3, Atlanta's only conservative news talk station.
Get your morning started right with a hot cup of sanity and the Morning Extra, only on Extra 106.3.
The app is the best way to listen. Get that free for Apple and Android. That way, you never miss a minute of great conservative thought and ideas, discussion from a place of, well, we'll call it a place of strength because we have the facts on our side. That's the difference. When you come from the conservatism, you actually look at the facts and take those into account, and it's not just feelings like the left does. So if you ever miss anything, get the app. That way, you can listen live and on demand. It is time. So everybody gather around.
Ooh.
For Storytime with Los.
Settle in and get comfortable, folks. It's story time with Uncle Los.
Ah, come on in, everybody.
Nah, I'm taking my
come
pants
near the
off.
Fire. Take your pants off. Grab the guitar. I don't know why I gotta take your pants off.
It's story time.
Yeah,
I'm getting ready to go to bed.
I know, but I don't.
Pull my blankie up.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, make sure you're covered.
Well, I don't get under my blankie with my pants on.
Especially
weird.
Your pants are off.
Yeah,
that's right. So let's take you back to a simpler time. This would have been September 24th of 2019 when a President Trump decided to make a phone call, and he made that phone call to President Zelensky of Ukraine. Now, what he ended up telling him is basically, as the notes were taken and everything was dictated, that hey, you know, congratulations, glad you're in office. By the way, you might want to look into some of the corruption that you have going on in your country. There was something there that the president was pointing out. Now, to what kind of corruption, to what extent, we didn't really know what it was at the time, but that hit close to home. That hit the establishment right in the gut. And so what ended up happening? Well, this became the basis for, well, you must be going after a political opponent. You must be using power inappropriately. We're going to have to impeach you. It was over a phone call. Okay? It was over a phone call. Now, let's fast forward. And the Gateway Pundit had this story, and I was slow to jump on this. Okay? Like, I read it 48 hours ago, and I went, I needed a little bit more. And you're now starting to have a couple of members of Congress and a couple of people in the D.C. media that are picking up on this and are saying, hey, this story, it looks legit. Okay? This is really what happened. So understand this. So we've long told you that there are no good people in this Ukraine versus Russia thing, okay? Like Rhino and I tell you all the time, there's no good guys here, all right? This is a group in the Russians that are willing to do pretty much anything to women and children and civilians versus a group of people that a portion of them are neo-Nazis, and they're basically fighting over what it comes down to is biolabs. And we started to look into some of these documents where what is going on is that you have Hunter Biden and his company that have invested in a lot of these bio labs in Ukraine, a lot of money that has then been kicked back over to the United States. That is the allegation of what's going on. Now, here's what the story is now. And that's where I talk about story time, and you start wondering and putting the pieces together because it's more than just putting the Ukrainian flag on your Facebook page and your stuff. So here's what's happened. Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th of 2022. That point, Zelensky sent out a document the exact same day, February 24th, 2022. That document that the Gateway Pundit's been able to secure, and like I said, I can turn and show you guys, but it's in Ukrainian. It's not going to do us much good.
Yeah, okay, right now.
It's not going to do us any good.
I can barely read English.
The English version is much better, but it's still very...
What it is basically pointing out is that you need to destroy all of the contents that tie these particular labs to Hunter and Joe Biden. Destroy them right now. And so that's what they were doing. In fact, they have an image from outside the lab of them burning paperwork, okay? Like, people took these pictures like, well, it's kind of strange. They're burning paperwork outside this lab. If you want to understand that in 2019, Donald Trump made a phone call, okay? A phone call in which he was impeached. Fast forward to 2022, 2023, the Bidens were neck deep in these bio labs.
And nothing.
Yeah. And nothing. And so I'm not calling hypocrisy. What I'm telling you is, that outsider in Donald Trump got too close, and now we're seeing what actually was really going on there.
And the funny part is, and I have to apologize, I said there were 26 bio labs. It turns out after seeing all the reports, there were over 46. So my numbers were a little bit off when we talked about this, Carlos, about, you know, a year and a half ago.
I mean, 3 months ago, you and I were telling people this is a lot has to do with these bio labs.
These people are corrupt.
And if you think Zelensky got rid of just the documents, maybe. But I believe there's probably a thumb drive that was used, and he probably called and said, how much is this worth? $46 billion worth of equipment.
We can hang this over your head.
Yeah. We need all this equipment.
We need everything. And that's the reason the swamp
is a lot deeper than what people think. This isn't just about your flag. This isn't just about, let's fight the Russians. The Russians looked at it and said, they're developing bioweapons right across our border. We're taking this thing out. And the Ukrainians are like, we need the Americans' help. And we have the perfect leverage. Remember, it was always over leverage over Joe Biden. And yes, they have it.
And here's where it's going now, because you'll see stories today about Hunter Biden's laptop again. And what they've done is the White House and President Joe Biden now have their separate legal defense that they're trying to separate themselves from Hunter's defense because they don't want to be tied back into what is on that laptop and all the secrets that we're going to find out from the Ukraine,
the big guy
China, and the big guy. Yeah. So they're slowly trying to cover their tracks in this, and they are being exposed, and they're going to continue to be exposed. There's a lot more FTX is involved in this.
That's right.
Look at everything that has played out in the last year when it comes to Ukraine, the Biden family, Hunter and Joe, and then, of course, Zelensky, Trump, and now FTX. Yeah, there's a lot going on right now with these bio labs, with all these players that we've been calling out. And I'm hoping that the Republicans are on top of this.
And that's another reason that they were so adamant about getting Donald Trump, no matter what it was, because he had discovered, right? So now we've got to take this guy out. We got to discredit him at every turn so he doesn't spill the beans.
I'm going to play this as Trump being the buffoon, okay? Because that allows the Democrats to sleep at night. I think he stumbled onto it. I don't think he even knew what he was walking into when he went ahead and brought that up. Hey, I know you got some corruption going on. I know he thought, hey, surface level, you got some weird stuff going on over there. Make sure you pay attention to the corruption. He had no idea that it went this deep. So this by the way, so this document ends up saying Ukrainian Research Anti-Plague Institute and goes on to name where it is and where it's got to do. And talking about the devastating destruction of personal files of servicemen, employees, staff, institution. Basically, get rid of all this stuff, which worked together with scientists from Metabiot. Okay? That goes right back to Hunter Biden. So basically telling you, anything you've got that connects over to this company, get rid of it right now. Like the day that Putin and the Russians invade, get rid of this stuff right now.
I don't want people to be misconstrue what we're saying, because it's not like we're saying that the Russians are the good guys in this story.
No, I said that both sides are bad people.
That's right. There are no good guys. I mean, I think that gets looked over so often, because anytime you go against the Ukrainian narrative, you're supporting Putin. You're supporting Putin. Russia. No, they're both evil. They're both wrong. They're both corrupt, and they're both useless.
The difference is we don't want to give them money to continue their corruption. That's where the problem is with what we have. We don't want to keep giving American taxpayer monies to fund a war between two countries that the people are suffering. The leaders are all fine. If you feel bad for the Ukrainian people, what about the Russian people who have no choice, who can't get out of Russia, who have to allow their sons that are 18 to 21 years old to go and fight for fear of their own life? Let's not forget about the people in Russia who do not support what Putin is doing by going into Ukraine. I care about those people just as much as I do the Ukrainian people who are losing their lives. But at the same time, I'm going to recognize the corruption in those countries. I'm going to recognize it has nothing to do with me, or nor should I have to pay for any of it.
And we had a time where, and everyone who's old enough, you had Iran-Iraq at war, and we all just went, oh, okay, that's an enemy of the state versus somebody who might be a future enemy of the state. Y'all just fight it out. That's kind of that idea. It's just the reason why we're so involved in this. We all want to say it's over Russian aggression. No, it's not.
Mm-mm.
It's over our own stuff that we've done. I told you, Ukraine is the place where we buried all the bodies and we took all the money and we have all the corruption. Ukraine is the key to knowing just how terrible the stuff we have done around the world, and how eventually everyone's going to find out. When the Chinese pointed out, hey, COVID's the Americans' fault. Man, I firmly believe them.
It's
hard
to argue.
And Putin's looking at the same thing going, like, think about this. If we knew that we had bio labs sitting on the border in Mexico and they were doing things that were potentially dangerous, would you have a problem if your government moved in and said, we're taking over these things?
Not at all. And it's funny, because the way Rhino was just talking about how you feel bad for the Ukrainian people and the Russian people, then I feel bad for us as Americans, because we are suffering with higher gas prices, higher food prices, all of those things. All of that is affecting us no different. Look, is it as bad as it is in Russia and or Ukraine? No, but we are unfortunately being led by a bunch of fools that are putting us in a bad position.
I'm the ugly American here. Our standard of living should not be suffering because of what's going
on.
Absolutely.
I agree. That's not the bad American.
I'm ugly too.
Dude, ugly.
But we're right now paying for our own corruption over
there.
That's
right.
And that's what you will not see NBC talk about it. None of the news stations, CBS, ABC, not one of them is going to talk about it.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. What you got, Rhino?
I got some breaking news.
Extra 106.3 breaking news update.
Is it Punxsutawney Phil this time?
No, it's not. It's better. General Beauregard, or as we like to call him down here, Bo Lee, he's made big weather announcement. His forecast for this year: we are going to have an early spring.
Yay!
He did not see a shadow, shows that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 60 and above. So I'm going with ours. Ours is better than Punxsutawney Phil.
Dude, everything's better down south.
Fetterman Phil.
That's right.
Oh, hey, I found some information here.
Uh-oh.
In 2011, PolitiFact decreed General Lee to be more accurate than Punxsutawney Phil, boasting a 60% national accuracy.
I love it.
That's why we're a red state.
Phil's was at 30% at the time, so he's gotten better, but the general has been much stronger.
He's always going to be, because
the general is always right on the right station.
Metro 106.3.
We need to be the official Beauregard Lee Station. The right to bear arms is a right worth fighting for in Georgia and in America. Next on Extra 106.3.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.